have a lot of friends in this town, and there are so many wonderful people that have done so many great things. And the Cimino family has done so much for my theater program and speech program over the years. But Sam Cimino is just one of the nicest guys in the world. And the other day, I'm sitting just chatting with him at the restaurant. And I look at him and I go, Sam, we need to make a podcast. And here it is. Hi, Sam.
How you doing?
I'm very good. I'm sitting, I call it the rat pack seat. I'm sitting in the rat pack seat. I love this. I need to wear my tux and sit next to Sammy, man.
Yeah, well, this is from Vegas, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah. I got a few of these things. I put one in here, and the other ones didn't work out. They were a little older, and I kept this one because this is the nicer one, and it just makes you feel like that.
It does. No, this is a great seat.
It's comfortable. And
For those of you that are listening, which is everybody, you can't see it, but it's like a big white Vegas chair. It's like you're watching Sinatra at the Sands. It's great. Sam, thank you for being here.
Oh, man.
And thank you so much for all that you and your family have done for this Freeport community. It's just wonderful. And you know, I guess we can start off just by saying we'll talk about some stuff that's going on now for Cimino's later on in the in the podcast. But how did you guys end up in Freeport?
Crazy story. First, I want to say thank you for the intro. Thank you. I feel the same way about you.
Thank you.
You've always like gave us the opportunity to feed your everything that you do. I can't even name everything you do because you do so much. I don't even know how you keep a track of everything. But I've known you since high school, and you've always been kind. And that's one thing you say about you is just you're so very generous, and you look at the community. You always help everybody out. You're always there to make the community better. So the story is like this. My parents met through a pitcher. My dad was in England. My dad actually moved in England when he was 9, and he grew up there. And my mom was in Sicily still. And we were going way back, so I'll make it quick. But
that's fine.
But in fact, I just got back from England to see where I actually was born, because I was born in England as well.
Wow.
So my brother Nick and my brother Vince was born in England. And I've never been there. I'm 56, and I've never been there. So I haven't been there in 52 years, so it was kind of crazy. So that's another story in itself. But anyways, they met through a pitcher because my dad worked at a factory when he was older, and he was 18 years old, 20 years old, excuse me, 21 years old, around that area. Yeah. And, 20, 21 years old. And my aunt Frances and my uncle Joe Salamone, that's how we're related to Francesco's and the Salamone restaurants.
Okay.
We're related through the Salamones and Cimino's and the Vaccarello's. They married in like a lot of the people in the families. That's why I say Benny and Charlie, these guys, you know, they're great people. And then my cousin Rosalie
I would think probably pretty good food at all the wedding receptions.
Oh yeah. Wonderful. Yeah.
I would think
we love it. Like we're the big family, but that's how they all met in England. Cause back those days, they didn't have much work in Sicily. It was bad. And so they moved to England. And anyway, my dad saw my mom in a picture, went back to Sicily, fell in love with her picture, went to meet her. Fell in love with her when he saw her instantly and married her in England, moved to America because his is how it starts. My uncle Frank married a Salamone. There was another Salamone that was visiting in England. My uncle Frank, which is my dad's brother.
This is crazy.
This is crazy. This is big because this goes on and on. It's huge in Rockford. And this is how it all kind of transpired and kind of like spread is because my aunt Chris was visiting friends and family in England. My uncle Frank, my dad's brother, met her through a party that was going on, fell in love with her, moved, just chased her to America and said, I can't live without her. Married my aunt Chris, wonderful lady. And my uncle Frank was living here, calls his brothers and says, hey, you know, you got to come to America. First of all, they were very close. So he wanted his brothers with him, you know?
Sure.
So they all, my dad, funny story. My dad was in Canada because they were looking on either moving to Canada or even California. Orange County area. I'm thinking, man, Uncle Frank, maybe Orange County would have been a nicer. But, you know, God works in mysterious ways. It's been wonderful. They all moved here and they all got places to stay with family. My uncles all, a lot of people from England came to Rockford and started working. Back then, Rockford was a hub for so many things. The factories are booming. You know, you get a job like that, you know, and my dad, my uncles were all working at Gunite, you know, the foundry.
Sure.
Well, the crazy story is they all worked there and my aunts and my mom would make my dad and my uncles chicken parmesan, you know, lasagna, you know, pizzas, little tiny pizzas and this and that. And you know, at lunchtime, you know, they'd have all this amazing food. And, you know, some of the other guys were like, but you know, they had good stuff too, but it was, you know, they're probably old, kind of tired of the meatloafs and the salami sandwiches or whatever. Or, I mean, whatever sandwiches they were getting. And they would start saying, hey, you think your wives and you guys we'd pay for this? Oh, before you knew it, my aunts and they were all catering. They were all catering boxes of loads to the Gunite. And then my Uncle Vince had the insight to go, well, we need to open up a restaurant. This is crazy. They're making money. And my Uncle Vince took the chance in Love's Park in 1972, 73, something like that, around that area. And he opened up the first Cimino's in Love's Park. And that's how it started.
Is that located? Where is that? Is that kind of located where that the same? There's the same restaurant is there. It's just
No. Do you know where the bowling alley is there on North 2nd?
I do.
Do you remember back in the day used to be a Hollywood across the street?
Yes.
Okay. Right. There's a famous ice cream parlor that is right there too. I think it's the Milk House or something. I don't know what it's called, but right behind now it was all demolished. And now the city made it where the water runs through, but it's across from Hollywood.
Okay.
But all right. It's around that area. So that was the first Cimino's there. And so there, my dad then, and you know, the funny thing is funny story, because you're going to go, wow, this is real. A lot of people worked for my Uncle Vince, you know, the Sam's Pizzas in Rockford.
Yes.
The Galuzzos, the great family. They worked for my uncle back in those days. And wow. Then they spread out, opened up their own restaurants, and they've done really well. Then John's Pizza on 11th Street.
Okay.
Great guy. He also worked for my uncle and then spread out, opened up his own place. I can continue with so many more.
So my question on this is okay. I love the story. Yeah. And you gave me such a good visual of the little pizzas and the little sandwich and the thing that they made, this kind of stuff. So they cater, it's working. Your Uncle Vince opens up a restaurant in Rockford.
You went crazy.
And so it went crazy. So of course there's this spreading out.
Yeah.
And so is this how your family came out here?
Well, my dad, first one he had was in Rockton. Do you know where, and the Sam's Pizza in Rockton?
Yes.
That was my dad's first place.
Really?
In fact, I take that back. The first place was on Broadway, downtown Rockford. And then he got out of that location. He didn't really like that location. And he went to Rockton. And then he was partners with my Uncle Vince. And then for some reason, between the two brothers, they sold that one to the Galuzzos, or one of the family members of that. And Sam's Pizza was, they changed it to some Cimino's to Sam's. But that was one of my dad's first restaurants.
I did not know that.
So from there, my dad still was working at Gunite and working. And I don't know why my dad didn't join him in the one in Love's Park, but my Uncle Vince had his own vision of things. Sometimes that's how it works with brothers, you know. And my Uncle Frank opened up in Winnebago at the same time. And what I didn't understand is why didn't they just explode all over Rockford, you know?
Right.
And I don't know why. That's a question, because it's so big, you know. My Uncle Frank opened up in Winnebago, and then he opened up another one in Pecatonica, and then called my dad and said, I have a location. Back in 1977 is when we came into town. And back then was the Alfano's across the Bennis Drive-In.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that? Stop and go?
I've been here forever. Yes, I remember
you
that.
You see, that's why I love it. Wait, yeah. I know you know it. If there's anybody that knows Freeport, it's you.
Yeah.
So the Bennett's Drive-In, which Dave Bennett's was one of my dad's best friends.
Okay.
And
God, all these names. I'm just loving this.
I love it, good. Right? Yeah. I can go on and on. I mean, there's my dad went to the Alfano's back then and talked to them, and they were selling that location. And my talked to my Uncle Frank, and my dad said, yeah, I want it. So that's how we moved to Freeport. My dad took over that, bought them out. And my dad, we moved here in 78, but 1977, my dad bought it because we lived on Central and Montague Street.
Okay.
That's where we lived. That's where we were, because my dad was working at Gunite and helping his brothers at the pizza places and stuff. And then finally my dad opened up his first place and rocked and sold that one, and then found Freeport. And that he fell in love with Freeport instantly. And that was it. And then we moved here in 1978, me and my brothers and everything.
And if I remember correctly, the next restaurant you had was where Amigos is now. Am I right or no?
Yeah, well, so unfortunately, you know, my dad died in 1985.
Yes.
So from 77 to 74, we were at that location across from Dennis Drive-In. And then in 84, my dad got into a venture with his brothers on the frozen pizza business.
Okay.
And through, you know, you try to venture and see if it works. And, you know, and it didn't work because the frozen pizza market. First of all, you cannot sell our pizza for $1.99. Remember those frozen pizzas back then, Tombstone and,
yes,
and Gino's? They were all like $1.99.
Right.
You know, they were like almost free. Well, you can't do a quality unless you're selling millions of pizzas. But, you know, they didn't understand that.
Right.
They built a factory in Rockford. They went in all gun hole. I love that. I think that's where we get it from, that's why we're so successful to this day, because we're not scared to take chances. Life's a chance. They took a chance coming from England, from Sicily.
Sure.
You know what I mean? They don't know anybody here except for some family. And they were working at a foundry. My dad was a welder. You know what I mean? And he turned that around and took a chance in the food business. You know what I mean? I mean, these guys got guts. I my Uncle Frank, my Uncle Vince, my dad, especially they're strong. They're women. My aunts were the strong ones. And my mother, you know, my mom.
Yeah.
I mean, they had strong women.
They did.
That they would have never done anything without them. Mm-hmm. They were, to this day, my Aunt Chris, my Aunt Angie still, I love them both to death. So anyways, dad went south. My dad, unfortunately, had to get out of that location, and he went where Amigos is. He found that location quick, went to Amigos, reset up shop there in Freeport, because he did not want to leave Freeport. Freeport was, my dad was in love with Freeport. He loved them. Mayor McEnroy.
Yes.
You know, one of my dad's dearest friends. You know what I mean? There's so many more people, but they'll come to my head. But there were so many people that I remember walking in. Dave, the Snyder, the sheriff, yes. he would sit at the table with my dad. He was young then too. And Billy Small, mm-hmm. John Chamberlain. I don't know if you know these names, but
these
are great guys that I remember sitting around talking with dad always, you know, that he had his friendships and stuff. So then, unfortunately, my dad, he had to go there. He opened up the shop. And then in 85, my dad passed away. So I was at Aquin at that time.
Yes, I remember it well.
I was 15 years old. And, you know, that was a trauma that I'll never forget as a child, because my childhood was gone.
Yep.
At that point, mom barely spoke English, because my mom would go there in the morning, make the meatballs. Everything was fresh, the lasagna, the sauces. My mom would do that and then go home. Us boys would get home from school. It was fantastic. Mom would have food ready for us. It was just like just growing up in this beautiful, you know, it was wonderful. And then all of a sudden it was like, what are we going to do? You know?
Right.
And we looked at each other and we said, well, we got to open up. That's what, you know, dad would want us to do. We have to continue. We can't stop. You can't stop life, right?
Nope.
You can't. So, you know, we opened up, and my mom, that woman, I tell you what, she's the rock. She's the reason why we have what we have, all of us boys. And she taught us a lot. You know, my dad, We only had my dad at a very young age. You know, then he taught me a lot, and I looked up to my father, and I saw the nice, kind person he was. Very kind.
Yes, he was.
And thank you. And he was always just. I just remember that he was giving, always giving to so many different things. And then my mom barely spoke, and we just worked all the time. My mom would get up at 10 in the morning. Tim, my mom would get us up in the morning to go to school, and we'd go to school. And then she'd come to Cimino's by 10 o'clock. Back then, you remember, we were open until 2 in the morning.
Yes.
Every single night. And if you remember correctly, you'd see me where Marigo's is. You see those big windows. You'd see me where the kitchen was. Everybody would always say, you'd always drive by, you'd always see Sam there. Because I'd be there making pizzas.
Sure.
For, you know, most of my life, you know, that was there. So, you know, and that's what we did. We worked, we grinded, my mom every day, you know, and we had so many beautiful things that happened to us. I wish my dad would have been there, you know, when we went to Aquin, which I love my days at Aquin. You know, it kills me to see that there it's closed.
Me too.
Or it's down. I'm sure it does yourself. And Freeport has been so good to us. And that's one thing my mom always said to me. She's like, Sammy, she's like, they love, you have to give them love, and they give you love back.
They do. So let's fast forward.
Yeah.
Let's fast forward to here.
Yeah.
We love my family and I, we love this location. And then when you added the area in back there, just so beautiful.
Thank you. And
I love bringing my regular kids and also my school kids here after a show and stuff. So the vision, as we have a few minutes left here, what's the vision that you have now when it comes to this restaurant?
Well, you know, you have to innovate, like innovate yourself at all times. And sometimes it's hard, you know, and we've gone through so many different things with COVID and everything. So I tell you what, thank God for our pickup and carry out business. When COVID hit, that got us through. And then because my mom trusted me. And one day I was looking at something on Facebook and I saw the atrium where it opens and closes. And I said, Ma, I said, we got to do something different. We have to, you know, go towards the catering and the in-house banquets and stuff like that, because we'll grab more parties and we need to, you know, it'll something different. We close this off, the roof opens, we could put the heat in there and everything. And you know what? My mom trusted me so much, because since I was young and when Dad died, she just said, Sammy, whatever you think. I had her back. She had my back.
Sure.
And, you know, my brothers worked hard. You know, my brother Vince, God, you know, he's doing great. And Vince is in Las Vegas. And back to your question. Sorry to jump around.
You're fine.
I get excited about this.
I love talking about it.
If you want to shut me up, you just say, hey,
no,
Sam.
No, I'm not going to shut you up.
No,
keep it going.
But I tell you what, what I see is we try to change up the menu 3 times a year. We keep our basic stuff, and then we add stuff I think our customers would like. We have a new menu coming out, and actually starts tomorrow.
Nice.
But it's really going to be promoted by next week. It's got a bunch of new stuff, and I think your people are going to love it. And then that's what I do. Like then the summer, then I put out a summer menu to give, you know, more of the summer
stuff. And you know what else you do? And that's just... has just been fabulous. Your brunches are just amazing, you know, cause I go to a lot of them,
yes.
But it's nonstop goodness. How do you come up with all the ideas for your brunches?
You know, I tell you, we had a chef here, William Town, that worked for us. He was one of my best friends and he passed away, unfortunately. But then Luis, one of my chefs, and Edwin, these guys worked under him for years. My staff is consistent of 30 people, 30 years and on. People have been with me. And, you know, it's hard. Those brunches are a lot of work.
You can tell it.
And, you know, I try to keep the prices low. Like my cousin in Francesco's, I think it's $69 per person now. Yeah, I think we're still at $29. You know, and he says, are you crazy? I said, well, he's got a bigger overhead than I do, but I still have an overhead. But I said, I got to keep it.
Sure.
It's Freeport, and I'm not out, you know, it's, but you got to try to make a money. If you don't make no money, then why you can't keep it going.
No.
And that's what the one thing I have to do. But we talk about it. Mary's my general manager. She's wonderful. I speak with my daughters, my beautiful wife. She's amazing.
Sure.
And she helps me a lot with the drink menus and helps me. She kind of looks it over with what I'm doing for food, and we're like to eat. So we kind of like check things out, and you know, going to Vegas and seeing my brothers, and we go to different places and find different foods that we want to do.
Okay.
But for the most part, like Thanksgiving's coming up, and that's, you keep it traditional, right?
Sure.
And then Mary puts in a few other things, and Edwin does too. And then Edwin comes up with great stuff, and it just works, and people love it. And I love watching families together. I love when you put families sitting at the table, and you hate to give them an hour time or so, but you have to flip that table. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But it's just so wonderful. I host. I'd always done Thanksgiving, Mother's Day, Easter, and then the Christmas brunches and stuff that we do. I have to be the host because I want to, that's where I get to greet my customers.
That's fabulous.
And say thank you. And I generally mean it so much that I am so grateful. Everybody, you know, knows me, knows that Sam Cimino is grateful.
Yes.
That's the only word I can use, because you know what? Hard work. Yes. I done it and I do it, but you have to be grateful. Because, you know, even hard work, sometimes it doesn't happen that way. But because of, you know, my mother and everything in this whole community, it's wonderful.
Well, you know what? I was going to ask you an ending question, but you just kind of.
Yeah, I talk. My wife says I talk too much.
You answered it because the whole idea, you're grateful.
Oh.
The work hard. I mean, Freeport loves you guys. Yeah, and you know what? I'll give you a little weird thing about me before we end. Okay.
Yes.
I'm a weird guy when it comes. I like looking at parking lots. And so meaning that when I'm driving, like if I'm coming from a speech thing and I look over there and I'm like, yep, Saturday night, Cimino's is packed. Yep. Thursday night, Cimino's is packed.
Thank God.
Yes. But I mean, you look at it and this town realizes how wonderful you guys are.
Oh,
and we appreciate you.
Thank you. We
appreciate you so much.
Yeah.
So, Sam, thank you for doing a little Timbuktu, and everybody come out here. And I mean, I love the pizzas. I love the pizzas I have since I've been at Aquin, but the Chicken George ain't bad either. I'll tell you that.
We have a new one coming out. We have a extra crispy Chicken George.
Oh my gosh, Sam. No, come on.
It's really like a mix between Popeyes and KFC's crispy. It's, you know, I don't know if I should mention their names or not, but
that's all right.
But I'm not,
we're not that big yet.
No, but anyways, I'm not using their recipes, but everybody likes that. I mean, I'm telling you, it's wonderful. The extra crispy Chicken George.
When is that out, Sam?
It comes out March tomorrow. It's great. And then I have a Sam's chicken sandwich made my way. Yeah, check it out.
Okay.
It's fantastic. There's a lot coming up.
You'll see me here tomorrow, Sam.
Thank you. You know, speaking of Aquin, boy, those days were great with the Aquin, you know, when we won the state championship and the people. And what a town. And, you know, I'd love to see Freeport go back to the days of that.
Me too.
Because I will not give up on this town.
Oh, dude, no. You guys, if you want to keep listening to this, because we're a lot longer than 50.
Sorry, I'll shut up.
No, you're not going to shut up. But I just wanted to say, I love the fact that guys like Jeff Greenfield, who's a lawyer in St. Louis, when he comes back to see his mom.
Comes here.
Always.
Oh, God, Jeff's a great guy.
Always.
Oh.
I mean, you have so many people.
Oh, they come back.
This kind of stuff. And it's so funny. You ask 90% of the kids that return in my theater program that they'll say to me, they go, when are we getting some hurricanes? You know? And I mean, it's just one of these things that they know the tradition and the hard work and how delicious that you guys.
Thank you.
With everything you've done. So, okay, I will ask you. Give me your last words. Why has this town meant so much to you?
Well, again, the biggest thing is they come through the door. They don't let me down. And hard times, and you've got competition in this town that wants to give their stuff away, and people still understand quality. And people are loyal. The loyalty of, and they know they're going to come in and get a quality pizza. I will not change my quality for cheapness. I could dump a whole box of sugar in it and throw out the crap and put some cheap stuff on there and give you something for $5 or $10 or whatever, but I'm not going to do it. So I'm going to make a little bit of profit, but the Freeport people and the surrounding areas, because the Orangevilles and the Lenas and the Forstons and the Dakotas and Cedarville and all around this whole area is so good to me, you know, and the Lanark, there, I got them coming from every, we deliver so far out and I have extra delivery people because of that. You know what I mean? And I, my brothers have always asked me, Sam, sell everything and come out to Vegas. Peter's got three stores in California. Vince has got two restaurants in Vegas. My nephew's in Vegas now too. They're like, come over here and bring the whole, I'm not leaving Freeport. Never, 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 never. This is it for
me. Fabulous.
And hopefully my kids, I got three daughters and a stepdaughter. One of them may, their husbands, take over. If not, it'll still be employee run. I will be here for sure.
Of course you will.
But thank you. I got to say, I'm so, again, the word is grateful for everybody that orders. Yeah.
Sam, this has been fun. This has been fun. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you for choosing me.
All right, man. All right. You take care. This has been Tim Beck, too. Thank you, everybody. Love it.